It's taken 6 weeks and a dedicated team, but now the last of the snow and ice that had built up in Mawson's hut in Antarctica has been cleared. The team members from Mawson's Hut's foundation say in the process they've been given some new insights into the Australasian Antarctic expedition of more than a century ago. Marty Passingham led the expedition and he spoke to Sarah Sedgie.
This expedition in particular was about removing the last of the ice that had found its way inside the hut. So this is the first time for a long, long time that you've been able to walk in and get a proper and true sense of how the building was when the AAE expedition was there and living in it. Also, the artefacts that we pulled out help tell the story. It's full of amazing things.
Can you give us a sense of what you were up against trying to remove this snow?
Yes, so in previous expeditions, the ice buildup inside the hut from the roof down essentially is just that. It's large amounts of ice that have accumulated with very little in it. So the scale of that can happen quite quick. What we're left with was about half a metre of ice from the floor up, which had been there for quite some time. Basically, we weren't able to remove it until we could guarantee that no more ice would come into the hut. So in the late 2000s, there was a new roof put on it, and we've been monitoring it. So we're very happy to say that ice doesn't enter the hut anymore. So this gave us the opportunity then to remove that final layer. So that layer was probably the most intensive work-wise to remove. So we used good old-fashioned geopicks. It was all done by hand, very meticulously, right down to the floor level. So we estimate we removed about 35 cubic metres of ice. But look, to stand in there now, it's just an absolutely remarkable difference.
Can you tell us a bit about the artefacts you uncovered?
Yeah, we uncovered a wide range of artefacts, everything from clothing such as balaclavas, some old style woolen underwear. There's some jackets hanging around. We uncovered a bowl that had dehydrated peas in it that was sitting on the kitchen. All of this really does paint a picture or tell the story that when the ship turned up to pick them up, they literally did just drop what they were doing, grab, you know, their essential personal things and just head on out of there. So to find that is a great experience for us and for everyone, really. But it also goes a long way to telling the story. There's hobnail boots on the floor. There's, you know, still books on shelves. There's candles with boxes of matches sitting beside them. So we've very carefully chipped the ice around all of those and left them, you know, in situ exactly where they were. Frank Hurley, the famous photographer, his dark room is in the corner. It still has some remnants of broken glass plates that he would have used and a few containers of chemicals. Yeah, it's a very wide range of artefacts that are there, and they really do tell the story.
Do you think it reveals much about whether life in Antarctica and working there has changed much in the last century?
Look, essentially, I think not. No. I'd say, you know, we have modern equipment, we have modern clothing, and, you know, we have things like generators that work very well down there. Those guys had, amazingly enough, an acetylene plant in there that gave them lighting. They also had a big engine with an AC and DC generator. So, you know, 100 years has gone by, and I think we probably, due to modern technology, we probably do it a bit easier. But essentially, it's the same elements that you have to put up with. It's all the same problems. And, you know, if we have a blizzard, just like they would have, we have to go around and assess all our equipment and see, you know, what condition it's in after something like that and clean up, and just like they would have had to. So I'd say, yep, there is some changes, but essentially it would remain relatively the same, a fairly harsh place to exist.
Absolutely. That's Marty Passingham from Mawson's Huts Foundation speaking to Sarah Sedgie.